This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Ever since I read this passage from Leonard Woolf's memoir, it has haunted me. Now, Leonard Woolf was an English political theorist, author, publisher, and long-serving civil servant. He was also the husband of the author Virginia Woolf, and he published his memoirs, and in them he wrote, at the end of his life, "Looking back at the age of 88, over the 57 years of my political work in England, knowing what I aimed at and the results, meditating on the history of Britain and the world since 1914, I see clearly that I achieved practically nothing. I must have in a long life ground through between 150,000 and 200,000 hours of perfectly useless work. Though all that I tried to do politically was completely futile and ineffective and unimportant, for me, personally, it was right and important that I should do it." And I thought this was such a good reminder that it's right to do the right thing, even when it doesn't seem to make any difference. And we never can really know what the effect of our actions will be on the world or on ourselves. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.